Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Dennis Cuddy concludes his eye-opening expose of the Great Reset. I want to encourage you, as you and your family prepare for Christmas, remember to check out all of the Bible-based and Christ-centered gifts that are available on our website, SWRC.com. With over 1,000 items, you can do your Christmas shopping and, at the same time, support Watchmen on the Wall. We have gifts from Jerusalem, Christmas-themed movies, and a huge selection of books and DVDs. SWRC.com. Shop for friends and family and support the ministry and outreach of Watchmen on the Wall. SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. Now, here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino.
We're back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We've been talking about the power elites and globalism and many other issues that are related. There are a lot of elites these days. We have Bill Gates, he's the depopulation elite. George Soros is the disruptor elite. And our friend Yuval Noah Harari is the transhumanist elite. Lots of elites running around. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us once again.
Thanks for having me.
I do want to just thank you so much for your knowledge of history. I think that's really important because none of these things are just happening in a vacuum by chance.
Right.
They are manipulated. I think a lot of our listeners would be interested in knowing what is President Trump doing at the present time, like with the immigration situation, with Putin, Zelensky, the Ukraine, a highly volatile situation. What's your insight into all of this?
You might have to remind me of all that. Let's take them one at a time.
Okay.
In terms of President Trump, oftentimes the situation is clouded, but one element is very important. For example, the whole problem with immigration, starts with, well, let me do a vanishing job. Your listeners, if you can look at this online. Vanishing Jobs is a video. And what happened was, the example was a man with a hidden camera would go to look at the trade representative down in Mexico, and he's a hidden camera. So he's speaking very freely, the Mexican trade representative. And he said, what we're doing is we're encouraging people to transfer their headquarters down here. And he used Motorola as an example. Motorola's headquarters had been in Richmond, Virginia. But Motorola was given enticements to transfer down to Mexico. And what they did was they threatened their 160 subsidiaries with losing their jobs unless they also transferred. So what happened is just south of the border, they built these huge housing projects. And that was a lure, not only for Mexicans, but for Costa Ricans and Nicaraguans and all these Central Americans to start coming forward, coming north. And that's where our whole immigration problem began back then. And it fulfills something that was called the North American Union and the Trans-American Highway.
Right.
That was supposed to go from Mexico on up to the north. Why is that important? Because you need to join the three countries. You need to join the three countries, Canada, U.S., and Mexico. They're very explicit about this. I have all the tapes from Gorbachev's 1995 State of the World Forum. And there, you have Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was David Rockefeller's guy, and he was National Security Advisor for Jimmy Carter, who really wasn't president. He was just hanging around. Well, he's a moral man. He's a moral man, but he wasn't, you know, that bright intellectually. So Brzezinski said, look, we're not going to get to world. These are the words. I'm almost the exact words. We're not going to get to our world government through one quick leap. We'll have to use regional approaches, region by region by region by region. The last one they had was the Mediterranean region, and the final one, which would be the toughest, is the Middle Eastern region, because that would involve Israel, you know, Israel. And the Israel and the Mossad, they're not stupid. they're very smart, so that'll be the toughest one that they have to come. And that's why you have all this consternation with Israel now. And I think the focus is really misplaced there, because everybody's saying, well, you've got to look after the Iranians and this big ICBM. The ICBM, they're not going to shoot ICBM. The Israelis are all over that place. And they start very slowly. Yeah, they get up to 25,000 miles an hour, but their start is very slow. And the Israelis can knock that out of the sky. So what happened is, I think the threat to Israel are drones. The Switchblade drone, there's a 300 and a 600. And the Switchblade drone can fly faster than your eye can see. I mean, imagine that, faster than your eye can see. So what they would probably do, I'm making a prediction, I don't know, I'm predicting. I have a really good record in predicting. I have a better prediction record than the NSA and CIA, and I'll show that in a minute. What they would do is they'd have a nondescript barge, probably, you know, with some registry that's unimportant. And it would just be sitting there, and, you know, they'd transport food and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, one night in the eastern Mediterranean, the barge opens up and a platform arises, and a thousand drones, Switchblade drones, would pop up and take off faster than the eye can see and do some serious, serious damage to Tel Aviv. I think that's the greater threat that they need to watch out for. That's what I'd be watching for. But it's this Hamas thing, the attack of October 7th, is part of the fulfillment of the secret Nazi plan. The Nazi plan is to economically control the world. Then the secret communist plan is to do it morally, control the culture.
Right, right. Well, so the elites want Israel destroyed. Is that a right conclusion?
Yes. It doesn't have to be destroyed. It has to be under their control. But see, even the leaders, like Netanyahu, for example, he was a furniture salesman. That's all he was. But he was a good-looking guy. So we assisted in him getting elected. Same thing with Libya, Gaddafi. Same thing with him, a good-looking guy and so forth. So we put him in, we take him out. At the very time that we were putting Gaddafi in, we put the leader of the National Front, the ones that overthrew him, with his guys, we brought him over to Langley at the CIA, and we trained them to, 20 years later, overthrow Gaddafi. These things are planned way, way in advance.
Well, you're right. You really give it a good name. Planned incompetence.
Yeah.
It's planned incompetence, right, to make the nation-state idea look bad. So if we get involved in a war like in Vietnam and we end up looking like what did we lose, 56,000 men, and we still didn't gain anything, there it is. Is that what you're talking about?
And it begins with education. That's where it begins. You have to dumb them down, but you got to be clever, because parents aren't really that stupid, right? If I walked out the front door, if you walked out the front door in Tennessee or Oklahoma, wherever you are, and said to a person, said, "You are dumb," they'd say, "I resent that. I'm the top of my field in information technology." And you would say, "I know you are, but other than that, you really are dumb." And they say, "No, I'm not, but I can prove that. I have a copy of an 1885 test to get into high school." That's the seventh grade. The seventh grade. They didn't have any junior highs at that time. I guarantee you most people cannot pass that test. But you got to hide their dumbing down of these people, making them incompetent. You got to hide it from the parents. So the way they did that was, in the 1960s, they started developing what we call nationally standardized tests. Iowa test of basic skills, Stanford test, and so forth and so on. So they developed these tests, but every 4 years or so, they would renorm them, take a new average. So it was say I'll use myself as an example. So little Dennis, he takes a test, and let's say there's 100 questions on the test, and the midpoint is 50. You know, you got 50 right, 50 wrong, right? Midpoint. I'm very sad, and my mother's very sad because I got 49. See, I'm below average. So 4 years later, they take a new test, a new average, and this time it's 47. 50% got below 47 right, 50% above 57 right. But now I'm happy because I got 48 right. I'm dumber, but now I'm above average.
Yeah.
They have very, you know, very clever ways. And I talked to, he was head of the Iowa Test of Basic Skills when I was in Washington. He said, I'm an A in Hieronymus. And he admitted it. He's very truthful. He said, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it sounds like affirmative action kind of thing. You know, you're getting a D in biology and you don't know much about laboratory and about viruses, but you're a certain color. We're going to make you a brain surgeon.
Yeah, and they sort of force specialization. Like when I was in Washington, there was a man named Mark Tucker, and we got rid of him because he was nasty from a liberal conservative viewpoint. So he went to work for Carnegie, and his model was the Eastern European model. And that's when he developed what you may remember as school to work. He said, we need to model our programs here, school to work, after the Eastern European. In other words, the communists, the Marxists. And so even when Reagan was in there, you had George Shultz, Secretary of State, sign the Soviet-American Exchange Agreement, which had Soviet educators coming over here and helping us write our curriculum. We don't need Soviet educators over here helping us to write our curriculum.
Wow. There is a plan, and it's actually not so secret if people read your book. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you quicken the tempo of human life, people are too busy. I'm too busy. I haven't got time to read. I haven't.
Yes. No. That's so important because, you know, as the economy is so difficult, some people have two or three jobs.
Yeah.
I know farmers who can't make it as farming, so they still want to farm, but they work in the city. So they don't have any time even to go to church. They don't have any time to read your book or my book. And then guess what happens? We all fall for the most nasty and foolish and dumb idea. Well, Dr. Cuddy's book, Conspiracy 3, is a wonderful book, fully researched. Our number to call, 1-800-652-1144. And Dr. Cuddy has been doing research and writing in this area, and he is highly knowledgeable, 1-800-652-1144. And remember to check out our website, books, videos, conference dates, lots of information there. God is blessing us in a wonderful way. We're moving ahead. We've got many more platforms. We're doing lots of stuff for everyone out there. You will be excited about Southwest Radio Church. Well, one more thought and question is the dialectical process. You write about the U.S. government opposing Marxism in Africa, but behind the scenes, the CIA was actually befriending and funding them in order to gain control over them. Boy, that sounds like not really a good idea, is it?
No, and what happened was Sullivan, the ambassador to Libya, was about to be called back to testify before Congress. Well, the U.S. leadership, government, all Hillary, they couldn't take that. I mean, that, ask yourself how the terrorist who killed Sullivan knew about that safe house so quickly. So what happened was, in terms of Africa, you had the anti-tank weapons were sent across into Hamas, because the Israelis, when they attack against Hamas, usually lead with the tank and then the infantry. But the smaller arms weapons, the AK-47s, went south to Boko Haram. So it was to control this, what's called the Saghreb region of Middle Africa. So every continent has a plan. I remember I had a tennis buddy, and he says, you know something, Dennis, I was up there, and I was privy. He was at the World Bank. He says, the World Bank has a plan for every single nation on Earth, you know, their future. So I want to emphasize that this is a planned thing, long, long in advance. It's not spontaneous. You might think they're a spontaneous decision. No, no, no. There's a plan for every single country from long before.
You know, so I'm thinking and listening to you and thinking of where we're going and then looking at our country and our world, I've really come to the conclusion that nations fall because of sexual perversion. Let's face it. I mean, we don't want to get specific. And yet, when I look at what's happening in our country, it's really weakening our moral fiber. They say, well, you don't believe the Bible. The Bible's old-fashioned. There are 39 different genders and so forth. So as I look more and more, I see the LGBTQ plus everything else. This is really a deliberate focus attempt to destroy the moral fiber of a nation. And when you do that, what do? We whimper. Yes, take me over. We'll join the United Nations just so I can have my perversion and my sex. And by the way, when the UN takes over, they're not going to get what they want. So maybe you could elaborate on that.
Well, the UN, actually, you have to watch them. Some of their soldiers are the ones who are doing the raping of the women in the country that they're sent to protect. And in terms of the LGBTN, it depends on what day it is. So if it's Tuesday, I'm a female. And if it's Wednesday, I'm a male, and I can go into a female's restroom. And it makes people scared. And people who are scared, they're easily controlled. Help me. That sort of thing. And so they bow to some authority, whether it's the UN or whatever it is. They bow to that authority. And that is part of the destruction. They have to destroy us. They have to destroy Christian values. That's what they want to do.
Right. In fact, the message, I think, as I listen to young people, read everything, that's coming across my desk. The idea is that resistance to temptation is futile. The LGBT movement pushes this. They say, it's in your genes. You were born gay. It is futile to resist. 15-year-old girls feel that they're really boys. They need to have surgery, breast removal, hormones. It's called rapid onset gender dysphoria. Don't fight it. That's the message. So what happens? We all become whimpering idiots, and we're just set up for total destruction, and I mean eternal destruction as well.
That's right, and the real downfall was when we started to drift away from the Bible. Because if you look at the Bible, it says there will be an Armageddon, and they will flee to the mountains. They're important, I mean, the whole Bible's important, but in terms of the last days, there are important messages that you need to watch out for, like New York. You know, it says that they will see the great city, you know, burning and so forth. That gives you a sign. There it gives you a sign of what might happen to New York.
Right. Dr. Cuddy, I know you're a Bible-believing Christian. You are up in years like I am. I mean, it's no secret. And you believe the Word of God. We have Christian families out there listening to us, and they're probably saying, oh, Pastor Larry, what are we going to do? What do you recommend? Well, Dr. Cuddy, what do you recommend as a believer, a Bible teacher, and one who loves the Lord and loves people? So tell us about
that. Some people may disagree with me. The whole Bible is fine for study. I mean, Jesus came and he said, I am not here come to junk the Ten Commandments. I'm not. However, what I do is I often stress the New Testament because Jesus said, you know, I'm bringing a new covenant. If, for example, he talked about divorce, the Old Testament, they said, well, Moses said we can just write a bill of divorce and she's gone. He says, I'm telling you, in the beginning, it was not that way.
Yes.
So, you know, I think they're very key. I memorized these things, very key parts of the Bible, which will give you strength and courage. And as long as you can be in the Bible and read the Bible often, you will gain strength and you will not be distracted by Satan. He called him the prince of this world. Say, not the king, the prince. So he's going to have his time, and then eventually he will be destroyed.
Amen.
But not until there's certain things. An Armageddon, it will happen.
Right. Right. We are indeed more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loves us from all eternity. Dr. Cuddy, thank you for your research, writing, and your willingness to do 3 days of programs with me. Once again, of course, friends, the title of the book, Conspiracy 3. God bless you, Dr. Cuddy.
God bless you, too.
What if the global crises shaking our world aren't accidents, but part of a carefully crafted plan? In Dennis Cuddy's new book, Conspiracy 3, uncover the chilling connections between Klaus Schwab, the legacy of Nazi ideology, and the push for a one-world government. From pandemics to political chaos, this explosive book explores how world powers may be using the classic Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, to manipulate society into accepting the so-called Great Reset. Conspiracy 3 by Dennis Cuddy. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on the website, swrc.com. If you've ever suspected that there's more to the headlines than meets the eye, Dennis Cuddy's new book, Conspiracy 3, will confirm your instincts and open your eyes. 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News magazine has really taken off. We have so many people that have subscribed to the magazine from across the country. But did you know that the Prophecy in the News magazine is available not only in print version, but also in digital format? We can deliver the magazine to you in your email inbox. And when you get the magazine in your mailbox or inbox, you are going to get so much wonderful news, information, and analysis about really the topics that you're thinking about and that you and your family and friends are talking about at church. Think about this upcoming issue we have that's going to be about planet Earth. To help us discuss this is the editor-in-chief of Prophecy in the News, Lise Cutshaw. Lise, hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you, Matthew?
Doing great. I always love talking about Prophecy in the News magazine. We are getting such positive feedback on the different issues that have been going out.
We're blessed.
We really are. And I'm thinking ahead to this next issue about planet Earth. What made you and your team want to do an entire issue on Earth?
We could do an entire year of issues on Earth, honestly. Include maybe a planet or two in that. But there are just many things that we can look at and study and learn more about regarding the Earth, starting with creation. We have a couple articles from one from Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Lonnie Shipman, and from Dr. Ken Ham, from his Creation to Babel, about the splendor of creation and the pre-flood world, which is fascinating for us to even think about, because we may return to something that's pre-flood-like at some point. So we sort of start with creation with this magazine, but we go all the way through time to today, to climate change and what's going on with the UN and their differing groups, especially the Conference of Parties, which sounds very comradish to me. But Josh Davis has written a very up-to-date article about what's going on with their climate change issues and endeavors.
Well, now I have a cheat sheet over here on my side of the microphone of a list of the articles and topics that are going to be in this Planet Earth issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. And the one that really stuck out to me was an article by our Marginal Mysteries host, Micah Van Hus. And the article is entitled, The Scars of the Flood. What are we talking about with that? Just a little preview. Don't give it all away, but just a little preview.
Can't give it all away. But Micah has written a book called The Earth as It Was. And it's all about the antediluvian or pre-flood world. He is taking a look for us and with us about the things that occurred perhaps during the flood, he finds through his research, and how it changed the world, the entire world.
Well, and we're also going to be covering in this Planet Earth issue of Prophecy in the News magazine, of course, evolution, dinosaurs, but also extraterrestrials and the Earth. You wouldn't really think E.T. would be in the issue dealing with Planet Earth. What kind of angle or perspective are we going to be taking when it comes to extraterrestrials and the Earth?
Mark Hitchcock and Scott Overbay wrote a book about aliens and the Earth, and from a biblical perspective. So regarding UFOs and anything extraterrestrial, again, I'm not going to tell too much about it, but did extraterrestrials create the Earth? Are they on the Earth right now? Are they around us somewhere? I think you'll get some answers to some of these questions from a biblical point of view.
Visit the website, swrc.com. You can subscribe to the magazine, you can do a gift subscription. And now people say, well, what kind of subscription should I get? Believe it or not, a lot of people have gotten the lifetime subscriptions, but we also have 1, 2, and 3 year subscriptions available as well. And to our friends who are looking right now in their mailbox and it's empty, and you're like, wait a minute, I used to get the magazine. That means it's time to renew your subscription. Still super easy to do. Do not get left behind. Renew that subscription today. New subscriptions, renewals, gift subscriptions, digital and print, it's all available when you call 1-800-652-1144 or simply visit swrc.com. Lise, as always, thank you and your team for all your hard work on putting these issues together. This Planet Earth issue of Prophecy in the News magazine is going to be a winner. People do not want to miss it.
It's always fascinating, Matthew, as it is always fascinating to talk with you.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited, as always, about Prophecy in the News, not only the television program that people can watch each week, but this outstanding publication, this outstanding magazine. The latest issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine is here. Subscribe today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also subscribe at prophecyinthenews.com. Print and digital formats are offered, and gift subscriptions for family and friends are available. Prophecy in the News magazine, 1-800-652-1144, or visit prophecyinthenews.com. Tomorrow, we learn what's next on God's calendar with Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com.